Diva Kaja, Ishmisha, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Roy's with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. We're starting off with a track from a good friend of mine, no longer with us. He's gone to God now, but a wonderful musician, good songwriter, good singer, and an amazing accordion player. I speak, of course, of Dermot O'Brien, and he tells us what happened on the road to Malin Mór.
On the road to Malin Mór, I could hear the ocean roar, and I heard the skylark sing his happy song. It'd been in the month of June, and the heather was in bloom, when I met a colleen as she tripped along. Her face was fair and handsome, and her hair was neatly tied by the gaily coloured ribbons that she wore. And she stole me half away on the far-off summer day that I met her on the road. On the road to Malin Mór, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malin Mór. Well, I've travelled on Donegal, through the glens and mountains tall, and many were the pretty girls I've seen. But there's none that can compare with the colleen I met there, and I knew that of them all she was the queen. Well, I went to see her parents, and I asked them for her hand, and if I could make her mine forevermore. And if you're in Donegal, you'll be welcome if you call to our cottage on the road to Malin Mór. On the road to Malin Mór, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malin Mór.
A gentle little song there from Dermot O'Brien, and On the Road to Malin Mór. I want to play for you now, well, the song itself I've played quite often on the programme before. It's called The Streets of New York. But here, This is a version by Johnny McAvoy. I'm a big fan of Johnny, and I came across this the other day. And the song was written by Liam Riley, the keyboard player with Bagatelle. And it tells the story of the young man on the farm, himself and his father, and he decided to go to America. The father's brother, Uncle Benji, rang over and said, "Send the boy to America. Send him over here." So the father said, "Go on and enjoy yourself and be careful and mind yourself well," is a saying that we Irish people say a lot. "Now, come on, see you tomorrow, but mind yourself well." And he heads off to America and he lands in New York. But he finds out when he gets there that Uncle Benji has been shot in an uptown foray. And then he comes back to Ireland. The old man, his father, dies. And there's a lovely line in this song that I want you to take care and listen to. It says, "I sold up the old farm for what it was worth, and into my bag put a handful of earth." In other words, he wanted to bring Ireland with him. He was leaving Ireland for good. And it's a longer track than we usually have, friends, but I won't spoil it for you. Listen to the story, Johnny McAvoy and the Streets of New York.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a heart full of dreams. "Take your time," said me father, "stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. For there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, the young buckle, and mind yourself well, and would you give this wee note to me, brother?" At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. Till a phone call from America said, "Send the lad over," and me father, he said, it wouldn't do him any harm. "For I spent me life working this dirty old ground for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure, maybe there's something you'll learn and you'll see, and you can bring it back home and make it easy on me." So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi took me and me bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short parkway through the flatlands of Brooklyn to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was singing the song, and I sang your Asprias apart. But to shorten the story, when I found out the day that Benji was shot down in an uptown foray, and while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in the cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up my father to tell him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, "Go ahead with the plan, to always remember, be a proud Irish man." So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest load that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause my father, he died. I had to borrow the money from a friend on the side. And all the bright flowers brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of my father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into me bags put a handful of earth. And I boarded a train, and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. The kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the river, as I keep law and order in the streets of New York.
Johnny McAvoy and the Streets of New York. I think the last version of that I played was by the Wolftones, but I prefer that version, Johnny McAvoy. On last week's programme, I played you a track by the Irish Rovers, recorded live in Pasadena, no less. I'm going to give you another track from that now. And this is a bit crazy. It's a bit mad. And it's a song I'm sure, well, maybe if you don't know, you certainly would have heard. Hello, Patsy Fagan.
Hello, Patrick Fagan. You can hear the girls on fire. Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. The rare of a tear of a devil may care of a decent Irish boy. I'm working here in Glasgow, I got a decent job. I'm carrying bricks and mortar and the pay is 15 ball. I rise up in the morning, I get on with the lark. But when I'm walking down the street, you can hear the girls from Mark. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. There it is, a boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. There are rare and care of a devil may care of a decent Irish boy. Get up, well.
Right, well. Well, the day that I left Ireland, woo, was many months ago. I left my home in Ulster, where the pikes and fravies grow. Yeah, well. Since I left all Ireland, it's always been my plan, woo, to let you people see that I'm a decent Irish man.
Hello, Patrick Fagan, you can hear the girls on fire. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a rare of care of a devil may care of a decent Irish boy.
Yeah, now, if there's one among you who would like to marry me, I'll take it to my little home across the Irish Sea. I'll dress you up in satin, and I'll do the best I can to let the people see that I'm a decent Irish man.
Hello, Patrick Fagan, you can hear the girls on fire. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. There is some boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. There are of care of a devil by care of a decent Irish boy.
Totally crazy. The Irish Rovers and Hello, Patrick Fagan. Now, friends, I'm going to change the style completely. Before I play this track, which, once again, like the Johnny McAvoy track, is a bit longer than we normally have, I have to tell you the story about it. As you are well aware, if you're a regular listener, here in Ireland in 1846, we were stricken with a dreadful famine, and people in the rural parts of Ireland who lived mainly on potatoes, well, the blight came and the potato crop failed more than 1 year. And the famine went on for some time. And most of the rural people lived on little farms. I think in today's parlance, they'd call them small holdings. Little farms, and they'd have their potatoes. And some of them might even be able to afford a few hens, and they were good eggs, and or maybe a cow, and they'd get milk. But that was their existence. And when the famine came, many of them starved. Millions of them starved. Many of them were driven from their land by the landlords who owned the land and burnt them out, so they had to leave. Now, in many of the rural towns, there was a building called the workhouse, where poor, poor people went. They had nowhere else to go, and they went to the workhouse. And many of them died in those poor workhouses because there was a lot of fever spread, illness, and people just died. Here we have the Byrne sisters singing a song, a very emotive song, entitled The Workhouse. And it tells the story of a little girl who's left at the door of the workhouse by her father, the little girl and her sister. And it's very, well, it says in the end of the song, when we went into the workhouse, there was 9 of us, but only 5 survived. So listen to the very sad, very emotive story. And I love this song. And it just brings back history to me. I'm a big fan of history. And it brings back the times in Ireland when most, a lot of people went to the workhouse.
The last time I saw my father, we said goodbye at the workhouse door. He said, say your prayers and take care of each other. Fighting tears, I kept looking at the floor. I remember walking that cold hallway. I held tight my little sister's hand. They took us from our brothers, our baby and dear mother. I was just a kid and I couldn't understand why they sent us to the workhouse, the workhouse. It was a sad house, it was a bad. When they sent us to the workhouse,
As I said, a very moving and emotive song from the Byrne sisters, The Workhouse. We're going to change the style and the type and the speed of the programme now, because we're going to have a track from Day Dannon. They're usually associated with singing some good folk tracks, but listen to how they do their instrumental. This one is entitled The Chicken Reel from Day Dannon. Chicken was on, but he was certainly bouncing along. Day Dannon there and the Chicken Reel. Now we come to a group that I don't think I've played too often on Sounds Irish. They're called The Alt, and they have a lovely, how can I put it, a lovely folky sound about them. And they're singing a song for us here called Willie Angler. It's a typical folk song, and it talks about the banks of the Bann. That's the River Bann, and it's up in Northern Ireland. Take a listen to The Alt. And just to let you know, this is a track, it's a little longer than we normally have, but it's too good to fade. Willie Angler.
As I was walking down by yon mill town to view the fair valleys that did me surround, I spied there a fair maid, to me she looked grand, viewing fine fishes by the banks of the Bann. Time I remember was the sweet month of May, when Flora the goddess clothed the meadows so gay. The fields were in bloom, and by nature's commands. I met with my love by the banks of the Bann. I stepped up beside her and the sight did say, since nature has formed us to meet on this day, since nature has formed us, will you give me your hand? And we'll walk together by the banks of the Bann. It being a summer's evening and a fine quiet place, I saw there the blushes that appeared on her face. We lay down together there in the warm sand, and she rolled in my arms by the banks of the Bann.
Strange ending, I thought, but there we had the Alt and Willie Angler. Now we come to one of the most well-known of Irish groups when it comes to folk music. I'm speaking about the Chieftains. They're singing a song that I think I played around last Christmas time. It's always a great song to get a party going. Now it is Os Gaeilge, or as we say in Irish, but the chorus is easy. You don't have to be able to speak Irish to sing Allalu, Willalu, Allalu, and Pucker Willa. Yes, it's that silly song about the mad goat. Take a listen to the Chieftains, and if you feel confident enough, join in the chorus.
Hey, Casmiram, my gummer joy. A cock on prone, say, er will,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Corcoran Willa.
The Rimmer Trasner Tirin Logo, the Gluishan Cora, get a poet from Winner. It's Trasker Dogwan, a chance in Mutter Toga. What's that known, the brown left window?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
A gorilla for seven may have been turned the heart and lame before. Left on the corner, fell a brick.
Didn't hear you singing. I was singing merrily. Hallelujah, on Poker Willa, or the Mad Goat from the Chieftains. Irish traditional music is played on a number of instruments. We associate it with fiddles and tin whistles and bowrons and harps and flutes, but not too often do we associate the piano with Irish traditional music. Now, don't want you to confuse this with Irish songs, because our very own Phil Coulter has some wonderful Irish songs playing piano. But here is a piece of Irish traditional music. It's called Brian Boru's March, and it shows the dexterity of a wonderful pianist, Micheál O'Sullivan. That's his Irish name, but if you translate it into English, it's Michael O'Sullivan. But listen to his wonderful dexterity, as the only word I can use, when he's playing on the piano Brian Boru's March. Well, in my book, the one word that sums that up, amazing. Incidentally, that was Mihalo Sulawain playing Brian Boru's march, and he was also accompanied by a bowron, which is a type of Irish drum, rather similar to a tambourine, I think is the nearest I come to it. But it's usually played with bones or with a stick. But there, it's an Irish drum. But there, Mihalo Sulawain and Brian Boru's march.